Morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们早安。
Let's have a further word of prayer.
让我们再有些祷告。
Lord, we do thank you that we may be found here together in your presence.
主啊，我们能够在一起，在你的同在中，我们实在是心存感谢。
We acknowledge that our gathering this morning is in the name of your beloved Son, the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们认定我们的主耶稣，当我们在你面前聚集的时候。
We desire to gather unto him.
我们实在是心中盼望哦，在他里面聚集。
And we take his word that wherever two or three are gathered in his name, that he is present in the midst.
我们真是把握住主自己亲口所说的话，两三人奉我名聚集，我就在他们中间。
Lord Jesus, we thank you for your presence here.
主耶稣啊，我们感谢你，因为你与我们同在。
We bow down at your feet.
我们在你的脚前敬拜，俯伏下拜。
We confess that you are our Lord, you are our God.
我们承认你是我们的主，你是我们的神。
And Lord, we want to just hand ourselves and this whole time to you.
我们把我们自己，并且这下面一段时间交在你手中。
Lord, if your precious blood has not been shed, Lord, how can we stand?
如果你不是舍了你的生命，流出你的宝血，我们实在不晓得如何站立在这里。
We thank you that you shed your blood at the cross to wash away our sins.
我们为着你在十字架上为我们流的血，洗净我们的罪来感谢你。
And that in your death we also died.
在你的死中我们也死了。
We thank you that you've been raised up from the dead by the glory of God the Father.
借着父的荣耀，你从死里复活，我们感谢你。
That all who believe in you also live because of you.
那些信靠你的也因着你而活着。
So we thank you for the gift of the Holy Spirit.
我们为着圣灵的恩赐来感谢你。
For you promised the Holy Spirit to all who believe, to all who obey.
因为你应许把圣灵赐给那些顺服你的人，信靠你的人。
And so Lord, as we open your word together, we acknowledge that we are very needy people.
当我们翻开你话的时候，我们实在是在你面前承认我们是有许多需要的人。
And Lord, we just look up to thee.
我们来仰望你。
Not what we think about your word.
不是仅仅想到你的话。
Not what we say about your word.
也不是仅仅的传讲你的话。
We need you to come as the living word.
我们需要你成为活的话。
And we pray that you would do the speaking.
我们祷告求你亲口向我们说话。
And cause us to hear in the deepest part of our being.
并且在我们的心的深处来听见你的话。
That each one of us, speaker, translator, hearer, we all need your word.
不管是讲的、翻译的、听的，我们都需要你的活的话语。
And we confess that we're helpless without you.
我们承认没有你的帮助，我们实在是无能为力。
So we thank you, we give you praise.
我们因此来感谢赞美你。
Use this time for your glory and for the building up of the church.
用这些时间来荣耀你自己，并且来建造你的教会。
We pray in your precious name.
我们奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
We'd like to read a few verses from Hebrews.
我们从希伯来书里面读几段经文。
And before we begin, I wonder if I could have a cup of water. My throat's
pretty dry.
Do I have it? Oh, thank you very much. Hebrews chapter 11.
希伯来书第十一章。
I will read verse 1 and 2.
我们读第一节、第二节。
Now faith is the substance of the things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen.For by it the elders obtained a good testimony.
信就是所望之事的实底，是未见之事的确据。古人在这信上得了美好的证据。
And we'll read verse 6.
我们读第六节。
But without faith, it is impossible to please him, or to please God. For he who comes to God must believe that he is.And that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him.
人非有信就不能得神的喜悦，因为到神面前来的人必须信有神，且信他赏赐那寻求他的人。
Verse 8.
第八节。
By faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to the place which he would receive as an inheritance, and he went out not knowing where he was going.
亚伯拉罕因着信蒙召的时候就遵命出去往将来要得为业的地方去出去的时候还不知往哪里去
By faith he sojourned in the land of promise as in a foreign country dwelling in tents with Isaac and Jacob the heirs with him of the same promise Thank you
他因着信就在所应许之地做客好像在异地居住帐篷与那同盟一个应许的以撒雅各一样
For he waited for the city which has foundations, whose builder and maker is God.
因为他等候那座有根基的城，就是神所经营、所建造的。
And verse 13.
第十三节。
These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them far off, they were assured of them, they embraced them,And they confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth.
这些人都是存着信心死的，并没有得着所应许的，却从远处望见，且欢喜应接，又承认自己在世上是客旅，是寄居的。
For those who say such things declare plainly that they seek a homeland.
说这样话的人是表明自己要找一个家乡。
And truly, if they had called to mind that country from which they had come out, they would have had opportunity to return. But now they desire a better, that is, a heavenly country. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared a city for them.
他们若想念所离开的家乡，还有可以回去的机会，他们却炫目一个更美的家乡，就是天上的。所以神被称为他们的神，并不以为耻，因为他已经给他们预备了一座城。
And now Hebrews chapter 12, verse 22.
请读十二章第二十二节。
12:22.
十二章二十二节。
But you have come to Mount Zion and to the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem.To an innumerable company of angels, to the general assembly and church of the firstborn who are registered in heaven, to God the judge of all, to the spirits of just men made perfect, to Jesus the mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling that speaks better things than the blood of Abel.
十二节，你们乃是来到锡安山，永生神的城邑。就是在天上的耶路撒冷，那里有千万的天使，有名录在天上诸长子之会所共聚的总会，有审判众人的神和被成全之义人的灵魂，并新约的中保耶稣以及所洒的血，这血所说的比亚伯的血说的更美。
Verse 26, whose voice then shook the earth.But now he has promised, saying, Yet once more I shake not only the earth, but also the heavens. Now this yet once more indicates the removal of those things that are being shaken, as of things that are made, that the things which cannot be shaken may remain.
当时他的声音震动了地，但如今他应许说，再一次我不但要震动地，还要震动天。这再一次的话是指明被震动的就是受造之物都要挪去使那不被震动的长存
Therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom which cannot be shaken let us have grace by which we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear for our God is a consuming fire
所以我们既得了不能震动的国就当感恩照神所喜悦的用虔诚敬畏的心侍奉神因为我们的神乃是烈火
Finally, chapter 13 from verse 13
第十三章的十三节
Therefore, let us go forth unto him, unto Jesus outside of the camp bearing his reproach For here we have no continuing city, but we seek the one which is to come. Therefore, through him, Let us continually offer the sacrifice of praise to God that is the fruit of lips giving thanks to His name.
这样我们也当出到营外救了他去就是耶稣忍受他所受的凌辱我们在这里本没有长存的城乃是寻求那将来的城我们应当靠着耶稣常常以颂赞为祭献给神那就是那承认主名的人嘴唇的果子
Amen
Amen
Now dear brothers and sisters we've read quite a few verses together
我们刚才读了一些经文
To speak of all of these verses in detail would take a very long time
如果我们很仔细地读的话就需要花很多的时间
But the central burden of these verses can be summed up in a very simple way.
但是我们可以总括的来说呢，这些经文呢只说到一点。
These verses focus our attention upon the importance of spiritual foundations in a day of shaking.
这些经文呢说到这一点，就是让我们注意。到这个属灵的这个根基。
In a day of shaking, that means in a day of testing.
所以在震动的时候呢，也就是在试炼的时候呢，让我们注意这个属灵的根基。
I believe last time we fellowshiped together, we shared upon the importance of building on the rock.
上次我和你们交通到这个建造在磐石上的那个重要性。
If you want to know how well a structure is built, you don't just look at it.
你要知道说一个建筑物建筑的有多好你不是光是在看它就可以了
And you don't just listen to what the builders have to say about it
你也不是光是听那个建筑商告诉你就可以了
You wait for the day of shaking
乃是要等到这个震动的时候
And then it'll be seen what sort of building it is
那你就会看到到底是怎么样的这个建筑物是怎样建造的
If it was built well If it was built upon the rockThen it will stand in the shaking.
如果这个建筑物是建造在磐石上，那么它就能够在震动中站立。
If it was built in haste, if it was built in not giving due consideration to the foundation, then it won't stand.
如果它这个建筑物呢，不是建造在这个很好的根基上，或者是在很快的中这个建造出来随便建造的那么他们就会显出来
Now the letter to the Hebrews speaks of the last days as days of shaking
希伯来书告诉我们最后的日子呢乃是震动的日子
The last days refers to the days of the Messiah
最后的日子呢乃是说到弥赛亚的日子
When the Messiah comes everything will be shaken
当弥赛亚来的时候呢所有事情呢都要被震动
The things that we thought were solid The things that we thought were eternal We suddenly discover that many of those things are not standing
我们以为这个很坚固的事我们以为很永远的事到那个时候突然我们会发现那些事情根本站立不住
And we find that God is calling us to pay attention to some other things that perhaps we neglect
我们就会想到说神呢一直呼召我们注意到其他的事情是我们忽略的一些事情
That's the letter to the Hebrews
这是希伯来书的重点
This was written at a time where the unthinkable was about to happen
这个时候呢写这个书的时候呢是那些一些没有办法想到的事情就要发生了
Jerusalem was soon to be overrun by the Roman armies
耶路撒冷城呢马上要被罗马兵丁攻破
The beautiful temple was to be leveled to the ground
那个非常宏伟的那个圣殿呢要被破坏成个乱石
Not one stone left upon another stone
没有一块石头还会留在另外一条石头上
God's people were to be scattered
神的百姓要被分散
Now for many this was unthinkable
对很多人来说呢他们绝对想不到这件事
And it was unthinkable for these Hebrews to whom this letter was written
对那些希伯来人也就是这个希伯来书的收信者呢对他们来说这些是想当不到的事情
These are Jews who had believed in the Lord Jesus
这些犹太人呢是相信基督的犹太人
They had turned from their sin and they had received him as their Savior, their Lord
他们脱离他们的罪，他们转向主耶稣，成为他们的救主。
They acknowledge that this one, he is the Christ.
他们相信主耶稣就是基督。
Now, if it was very difficult for a faithful Jew to believe that a humble carpenter was the Messiah,
对一个忠实犹太教的犹太人呢，相信这位谦卑的。这个木匠的非常困难的事。
There were other things that were more difficult to believe.
有些更困难的事情在等着他们。
Was it difficult to believe that the Messiah had to die on the cross as a common criminal in order to provide redemption for the people of God?
相信这位这个谦卑的木匠呢，有一天要。死在十字架上，要供应我们生命。
Do you believe that a man who is beaten and nailed to a cross provide forgiveness for your sins?
你相信一位被钉在十字架上，像囚犯一样的，他能够原谅你吗？
No, that's not a small thing for a person to believe.
所以相信这件事情不是一个小事情。
Now we've been trained from childhood to accept that.
我们从小呢就被教导去接受这件事实。
But for a Jew to believe that, it took a miracle of the grace of God.
但是对于犹太人来讲，如果他们相信这个的话，只有因为这神迹的关系。
Because the very thought of a crucified Messiah was offensive.
因为对犹太人来讲呢，就想到这个弥赛亚要被钉十字架是一个非常让他们没有接受的事情。
But this letter was written to those Hebrews who had believed in the Lord.
但是这本希伯来书呢，就是写给这些相信主耶稣基督的犹太人。
Now if that is something that for them was humanly impossible to believe.
对他们来说呢，是以人的角度来看，这是不太可能去相信的。
It was even more difficult to believe that the city of the great king would be ravaged.
那么一个更难相信的事情就是大卫的这个城啊要被全部攻破。
That God would allow his house to be burned to the ground.
神呢应许呢神的圣殿呢要被烧毁要被拆毁。
That all of the temple service and the worship and the festivals and the commemoration, the heart of the spiritual life of God's people, that all of this would be destroyed.
神在圣殿里面所设立的敬拜侍奉属灵生活的中心呢，神竟然让它全部摧毁。
But that's why this letter was written.
这是为什么这个作者呢写这个希伯来书的原因。
Because all of these things that seem so permanent.
所有这些事情呢，感觉上是好像是可以存到永远的。
We're going to be removed.
但是呢，他们要被摧毁。
And this letter is a warning to believers who were clinging to the old life.
所以这本书信呢，是在写给那些相信主，但是他们仍然拥抱过去的这些弟兄姊妹。
Who were trying to have it both ways.
他们想要拥有两个世界。
We believe in Jesus as our Messiah, our redemption.
我们相信主耶稣基督是我们的弥赛亚，是我们的救赎主。
But we hold on also to the customs that we received from our fathers.
但是我们仍然呢，想要维持呢，从我们的这个祖先呢所领受的遗传。
To the temple service, to the priesthood, the books of the law.
就是在圣殿里的侍奉就是这个在摩西手上所接受的律法。
All of the godly traditions that we received from our parents and our grandparents.
所有那些敬虔的这个传统我们从我们的祖父那里所领受的。
It was written as a warning.
这本书呢是一个警告。
And it was written as encouragement.
这本书呢也是用来鼓励他们。
To be aware,
让他们小心
of what is coming around the corner.
就是将来马上就要发生的事。
And as you become aware, don't be discouraged.
当你明白这些事情的时候呢，不要感到灰心。
What you gain is not worthy to be compared with what you leave behind.
因为你所要得着的，比你所要失去的好的太多，不能相比。
Now, what does this have to do with you and me?
那对你和我有什么关系呢
？Now we're not Jewish，
因为我们不是犹太人。
But dear brothers and sisters, we're really no different。
但是亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，我们实在是不是跟他们不是不一样的。
We often cling to the familiar ways.
因为我们常常呢，把持那些我们所熟悉的事物。
And clinging to what is familiar really hinders us from going forward into what God has prepared.
因为当我们抓住我们所熟悉的事物的时候呢，就拦住我们来认识神所为预备的那些事情。
Now in the last days, God's people pray that the coming of the Lord would be hastened.
我们在这个末日的时候呢，基督徒呢就祷告，希望基督主的再来要快快的再来。
And I confess that many times I rejoice with the saints to sing song, "Maranatha, come, Lord Jesus."
我承认我自己也很喜欢和圣徒们一同唱这首《主你再来吧》那个诗歌。
But then, you know, I have to stop and consider some time.
但是呢，有时候我必须要停下来，并且在思想这个事情。
As I'm refinancing my mortgage，
就像是我这个重新这个申请我的这个贷款一样，房子贷款一样。
As I'm applying for a job，
或者是像我要这个在找工作来申请工作一样。
As I'm working with my daughter sixth grade math homework。
就像我帮我这个六年级的女儿啊，准备她的这个数学功课一样。
As I'm very upset when my daughter's basketball team loses the game.
就像我这个女儿呢，她的这个篮球队啊输了，我就非常难过。
I have to remind myself.
我必须要提醒我自己。
How important are these things?
这些事情到底有多重要？
Unfortunately, my reminding myself does not do the job.
当我这样提醒我自己的时候，其实呢，也没有什么这个好处。
I need to be reminded.
我常常需要被提醒。
I need to be shaken.
我需要被震动。
Because it's not until the shaking comes that I realize what's really important.
因为只有当震动来的时候呢，我才会了解到底什么是真正重要的。
And I realize how much I have invested down here.
并且让我知道说啊，我这个花费多少时间，我投资了多少事情在这个地上。
There's an amazing verse in this letter to the Hebrews.
在这个希伯来书里面有一个非常奇妙的经文。
Paul is reminding his brothers.
保罗在提醒那些弟兄们。
He said, "You remember, you joyfully accepted the plundering of your property."
他说你们呢看到你们的财物被这个夺去的时候，你们仍然心中欢喜。
Now apparently there were those who had been thrown out of their homes because they were believers in the Lord Jesus.
那显然的，那些因着他们相信主耶稣呢，他们就被赶出他们的家园。
Their faith in Jesus cost them everything, literally.
他们相信主呢，使他们付出非常大的重大代价。
And they went real quick from living a comfortable, familiar sort of life to suffering in prison in chains because they belonged to Jesus.
他们因着信靠主耶稣，属于主耶稣呢，他们就从这个很舒服的家园生活呢，就到监狱里面被逼迫。
Paul said, "You remember those days when you rejoiced when that happened?"
保罗就提醒他们说，当这些事情发生的时候，你们心中何等欢喜啊。
Now I say, well, now wait a minute, that's a quality of living I'm not familiar with.
我就想到说，哎呀，这种生活呢，是我不晓得的。
It would definitely take a miracle for me to rejoice if those things happened to me.
这需要，实在是需要一个神迹呢，使我能够在这种环境里面还能够欢喜快乐。
I'm sure I would go through the five stages of grief before I rejoiced.
我知道说我一定是经过要五个阶段的这个痛苦呢，才能够达到这个快乐的境地。
But see, this is an example of how the shaking reveals what the heart is set upon.
这个就是震动呢，能够叫我们的心呢了解到我们的心到底是放在哪里。
In that sense, shaking is God's mercy.
所以从这个角度来看呢，这个震动啊，乃是神的怜悯。
If my heart is set on something else, something down here,
假如我的心是放在这个别处，放在这个地上的事。
Oh, it's so much better to know it now.
那么我们现在能够了解这一点是最好的。
Than to be surprised at the end.
比起呢，你到了末世的时候呢，才发现。
Some surprises are very nice.
有些这个惊奇是好的。
I don't care to be surprised in that way.
我觉得这样的惊奇是对我来说是非常好的。
So Peter tells us to count the forbearance of the Lord, the patience of the Lord, the slowness of the Lord. That's our salvation.
所以彼得说呢，你们要这个认为啊，神的这个延迟啊，是为了我们的救恩。
You know, a brother once shared, he said, you know, sometimes if I'm honest, I have to say, you know, I hope the Lord takes his time when he's coming back.
有时候我说这个神能够慢慢来就好了。
Because I feel like if he come back today, there's so many things that are not ready.
因为我觉得他如果主耶稣现在来的话，我觉得很多事情都没有准备好。
But if I had more time, then I could get ready.
如果我有足够的时间呢，我可以把所有事情都准备好。
And another brother told him, he said, well, you know, brother, if you have more time, you might be less ready than you are today.
但是有个弟兄就提醒我说，如果我有更多的时间的话，那我呢，到时候呢，比我现在呢，预备的更少。
The point is that how ready you are is how ready you are today.
这个重要的点就是你预备好了没有呢？就在现在你所预备的程度。
And to say I'll be more ready next year is really presumption because you might not have another week, much less another year.
如果你说是我明年呢会比今年预备的更好的话，那你是犯了这个健忘的罪，因为你还不晓得你是不是能够活到下个礼拜。
But the letter to the Hebrews is written for you and for me.
但是这个希伯来书是为着你我写的。
The question is this: if you have God's Son.The Messiah of glory.
你如果有神的儿子，就是这个在荣耀里的 Messiah.
If you have him at the right hand of God,
如果你看到他在神的右边，
what do you have?
你说知道的是什么？你有的是什么？
Do you have everything?
你拥有所有的一切吗？
Or do you have, well, that's a good thing.
或者是你有财富，那是很好的。
If you have the heavenly Jerusalem and your name written in the heavenly register, what do you have?
如果你的名字啊是在这个天上的耶路撒冷的名录上，那么你所拥有的是什么呢？
Is that the same as money in the bank?
那个是不是和你在银行里的存款相等呢？
Or is that something that you could trade away for a bowl of bean soup?
或者是你愿意用把那个名册呢？和这个一碗红豆汤的交换呢？
You know, that's Esau.
你知道这是发生在以扫身上的事。
Esau said, I'm hungry right now.
以扫说，哎呀，我现在非常饥饿。
And that bean soup is right there.
那个红豆汤呢，就在那里。
Smells very good.
而且它非常香。
I believe I'd like to have some of that right now.
我想要现在就尝一些。
And Jacob said, well, you give me your birthright and then you can have some.
那雅各就跟他讲说，哦，你如果是把你的长子的名分给我呢，你就可以尝一些。
Yeah, interesting to have a brother like that.
就是有这样的兄弟啊，是非常有意思的。
I cook this food, it smells so good, I know you love it, but you can't have it unless you give me your birthright.
我预备这个红豆汤呢，预备的这么香呢，但是你不能吃啊，除非你先把你的长子的名分卖给我。
Esau didn't hesitate, he just said, what good is my birthright now? I'm hungry now.
以扫却说呢，哎呀，这个长子的名分对我有什么用呢？我现在饿得要死啊。
If I say no, don't give me the bean soup, I want to keep my birthright.
如果我说是我为了我的长子名分呢，我不要这个绿豆汤。
What do I have?
那么我所得到的是什么呢？
I have a growling stomach.
我有一个这饥肠辘辘的胃。
I'm still hungry.
我还是仍然觉得饥饿啊。
And I have to wait till I die to get my birthright.
我的这个长子的名分呢，要等到我死了以后才能得着啊。
Give me the soup.
现在就给我红豆汤吧。
You know the scripture said that Esau despised his birthright.
你知道这个圣经告诉我们说，以扫呢就轻看长子的名分。
The scripture also says, Jacob have I loved, Esau have I hated.
那么圣经里面又告诉我呢，雅各是我所爱的，以扫是我所恨恶的。
Now, that's not a verse we often quote to one another.
这个经文呢，我们通常呢这个彼此这个引用。
But what was it about Esau?
但是我们来想想看，以扫到底是怎么样
？Is that he put no value on the most precious things.
以扫呢把这个最宝贵的事情呢他觉得呢一点都不重要。
Very capable man in worldly matters.
他在属世的事上是非常有能力的。
But to him, the things of God counted as nothing.
但是属神的事情呢，对他来说是一文不值。
Jacob, on the other hand, he had a lot of problems.
我们知道雅各呢，另外一方面呢，他有许多的问题。
But underneath it all, he knew that the things of God were the truly valuable things.
但是呢，在这些很多的困难中呢，他知道一件事情，就是属神的事呢是最重要的。
And God would say, "I love that in a man."
神就对他说呢，我就喜欢这样的人。
I love when someone knows true value and seeks after it.
我喜欢那些呢认识真正的价值，并且呢来追求的人。
But I despise when someone has in their hand the most precious things and they throw it away.
但是我恨恶那些手上拥有最宝贵东西的人，反而呢把它丢弃了。
If you have the Son of God, if you have a high priest in heaven interceding for you, if you have eternal salvation, what do you have?
如果你有神的儿子，如果你有这位大祭司，在天上的大祭司。如果你有这个救赎的话，你所拥有的是什么呢？
If you have a vast inheritance to be shared in fellowship with the Son of God, what do you have?
如果你拥有这个神的儿子，并且那个属灵的那个资产呢，那你所拥有的是什么呢？
You know the song we sang at the beginning?
你知道这个我们刚才唱的这个诗歌？
I remember that from when I was very young.
我记得这个我很小的时候呢，就记得这个诗歌。
It was always like a happy song.
这个诗歌呢，一直对我来说呢，是一个快乐的诗歌。
And we would sing, we would strum the guitar, and you know, clap the hands. You know.
我们每次唱的时候呢，就这个用吉他呢，然后就拍手在唱。
But I didn't realize what I was singing.
但我知道呢，那个时候呢，我不晓得我在唱什么。
In the chorus,
在那个副歌里。
If heaven is not my home,
他说是如果。天家不是我的家的话
Lord, what will I do?
主啊，我能在地上做什么呢？
That's the confession of someone who says, if heaven's not my home, I don't have any home.
这就是说，这个人呢，承认说，如果天哪不是我的家的话，那我在地上也没有家。
If all the things that I have believed and hoped in, if all of that's not true,
如果我所盼望的，我所相信的，如果不是真实的话，
I have absolutely nothing.
我就这个一贫如洗啊。
My life has been wasted.
我的一生啊都是一个浪费。
Now you see, that's a life and death kind of song.
所以这个诗歌呢是真正是生和死的诗歌啊。
And it can only really be sung joyfully by someone who's had a deep work in, done in their life by God.
只有那些呢，神在他心中呢，做很深的工作的人呢，才能够很快乐的唱这首诗歌。
Hebrews chapter 11, you know, is the faith chapter.
你知道这个希伯来书十一章是所谓的信心的章。
When I was a young believer, I would ask the question like, what is faith?
我知道我刚刚信主的时候呢，我就问说，到底信心是什么？
Because it was very funny, before I was a believer, I mean, it's not funny, but reflecting on it.
当我回想的时候，我不是基督徒以前呢。
Before I believed in the Lord Jesus, I didn't care anything at all about faith.
我没有变成信徒以前呢，我对于信心呢，根本都不关心的。
Somebody, told me you don't have any faith, it didn't bother me.
有人跟我说你没有信心呢，我根本不觉得怎么样。
But then after I really believed in the Lord Jesus,
但是我真正相信了主耶稣以后呢
I was worried about whether I had enough faith.
那我就开始担心说到底我有没有信心呢
Because, you know, Jesus was always saying to people who believed in him, where is your faith?
因为主耶稣常常对那些相信他的人说你的信心在哪里啊
Wait a minute, these are believers, they left everything to follow him.
哦，等一下，等一下，这些人都是信靠主耶稣并且呢舍弃万有来跟随主耶稣的人啊
And the Lord was saying, oh, ye of little faith all the time.
但是主耶稣常常跟他们讲说你们这些小信的人啊
And you could tell they worried about it too
你可以发觉到这些门徒呢也自己在担心这件事
Lord, increase our faith
他们就跟主说主啊增加我们的信心
Now that's what the Lord said He says I have a little faith
所以主就说你是一个小信的人
And I look at my faith and every time I look at it it goes to hide somewhere
每当我在寻找我的信心的时候，发现说这个信心好像藏在哪里
了。I feel like I don't believe enough.
就好觉得说我好像信得不够。
So I need more faith.
所以我需要更多的信心。
I need bigger faith.
我需要更大的信心。
And the Lord, you know, told the parable about the mustard seed.
这主耶稣讲了一个这芥菜种子的比喻。
Did you ever see a mustard seed?
你看过这个芥菜的种子吗？
Honestly, the only times that I saw them when I was a kid was when they used to make those necklaces. They put a mustard seed inside the glass.
那个第一次唯一一次我看到的时候呢，就是他们在做一个项链，项链里面呢，把那个这个芥菜种子呢放在那个玻璃的珠子里。
And some of the young ladies would wear it around their neck.
有些这个女人呢就把它戴在那脖子上。
I remember my mother showed me one of those things. She showed me the necklace.
有一次我妈妈就告诉我说，把那个项链告诉我。
And I realized the point now is not because mustard seed is good for jewelry.
我现在知道说这个芥菜种子啊，实在不是为了这个装饰品。
Is the mustard seed is so small that you can't pick it up？
因为那芥菜种子呢太小了，你根本那也捡不起来。
You try to pick it up, I mean, it's very, you can't even see it. All you see is your fingers covers.
你把它捡起来的时候，你根本看不到它，你看到只是你的指甲而已。
Well, that's the Lord's point. It's not more faith you need.
这就是主的这个重点。主说呢，就不是不在乎说你要更多的信心。
If you have just a little tiny bit of faith, so small that you can't even see it when you hold it up.
如果你有信心呢，小的像那么小哈，连看不到，但是你能够把持住的话。
But you put your faith in the living God, well, that's enough faith.
如果你把你的信心放在那个永活的神的里面呢，那就是足够了。
It's not the size of your faith or the quality of your faith.
就不在乎你的信心有多大。
Is the object of your faith.
乃是那个你信心的对象是谁。
You believe in yourself.
你如果相信你自己。
You'll be disappointed.
那么你就会失望。
Believe in the people sitting around you.
你如果相信那个坐在你旁边那些人。
You'll be even more disappointed.
你会更失望。
But he who believes in him, he shall not be disappointed.
但是你如果相信这个可信靠的主呢，你就不会失望。
But now that's the testimony of someone who stepped out on a limb and believed in him.
就是那些敢那相信主耶稣的人他们的见证。
You remember the Lord said you could move a mountain if you had a faith the size of a mustard seed.
你记得主耶稣说吗？你就算是有芥菜种那么小的信心呢，你也能够把这个山呢挪开。
And the disciples said, "That's wonderful," and they went out and started moving mountains, right?
那些门徒就说，哎呀，那太好了，他们就开始就开始搬这个山了。
No, they had to learn little by little by little.
不是的，他们乃是要在主面前一点一点的学习。
Not how to have faith.
不是为了拥有信心。
They had to learn that this Jesus that they were getting to know that he is truly trustworthy.
乃是这位他们所认识的主耶稣呢，是实在是值得信靠的。
Because everything that he says, it comes to pass.
因为他所说的每一件事，都成就了。
And even when I disagree with him most,
就算是我最不同意的地方。
You know, Thomas took the Lord aside and said, "Lord, are you sure you want to go back to Jerusalem? They're trying to kill you."
你记得多马说是把主耶稣带到一边说，你怎么要回去耶路撒冷去啊？他们要杀死你啊！
You know, from one friend to another.
他就是一个在朋友的立场来劝告主耶稣。
You know, I don't want to see anything bad happen to you, and it seems like you've overlooked this.
他就说对主说啊，我不愿意这种坏事发生在你身上，你好像是忽略了这一点。
You know, Thomas, He was just thinking very pragmatically.
你们知道这个多马是非常实际的人，所以他就是想的事情都是非常实在的。
But the Lord was going, and he was going all the way to the cross.
但是主耶稣呢，要一直走，而且一直走到十字架上。
And Thomas had to go through a lot before he finally said, "My Lord and my God."
所以多马呢，要学习很多，直到他承认主说，你是我的主，你是我的神。
Not just my friend that I.Presume to give some advice.
主耶稣不是你的朋友，你可以随便给一些建议就可以。
You see, it's faith is a matter of the object.
所以信心的重点在于所信靠的那个对象是谁。
And that's why we have this technical definition here.
所以呢，我们这边有一些那非常这个一些这个定义，对信心的定义。
I was a new Christian. You ask about faith, and someone will quote this verse to you.
所以你如果是刚刚信主不久，你就问说信心是什么？有人一定会告诉你这一节。
And I read that verse, and I'd be more confused before. Now faith is the substance of the things that we hope for.
信呢就是所望之事的实底。
Amen.
Amen.
Now, I admit, I was young. I said, okay, amen, but I still don't know what it means.
所以这个我年轻的时候呢，我说哦，是啊，我念了，但是还是不晓得到底是什么意思。
It is the evidence of things not seen.
是未见之事的确据。
Now wait a minute. I thought people believed because they didn't have any evidence.
等一下，我觉得是人不相信，人相信神，就是因为人需要信心，就是因为缺乏证据的关系啊。Now
that's my thinking. I say, well, if you have evidence, well, then you base it on the evidence.
因为你如果是有了证据的话，那你就是靠你证据啊。You
don't have any evidence. You take it on faith.
你如果没有证据的时候，你才需要信心呢。No,
that's not what it says.
但是呢，这不是圣经里面所说的。
What is faith?
信心到底是什么?
Faith is the real basis of what you're standing on.
信心是你所站立的根基。
Faith is what you're standing on, literally. That's the meaning of that word, substance.
信心就是你所站在的那个地方，就是那个实底，就是这个是意思。
What are you really standing on?
你到底站在什么地方?
Where is your confidence?
你的那个确据在哪里?
Where is your security?
你的那个安全在哪里?
That's where your faith is.
那就是你信心所在的地方。Now
it says the faith is the substance of things hoped for, so you have to know what hope is in order to know what faith is.
他这边讲说所望之事的实底，所以你要知道说这个到底你盼望的是什么。Now
this really reminds me of college days.
就想到我在大学的时候,
because every definition of every term would also contain many more terms that I needed to get definition for.
记得说那边在学习的时候，许多的这个对于这个次句的定义呢，里面呢就含有许多其他的次句的定义，所以我必须要一直查查查。The
point is, you have to be clear about where you stand.
的重点是说，你必须要清楚的知道你到底站在哪里。What's
hope?
到底
It's what you're looking forward to.
乃是你所要盼望的东西。
What are you really looking forward to?
是你到底想要得着什么？
Now that's what your heart is hoping in.
因为你所要得着的呢，就是你心呢所要盼望的。
I was a teenager, new believer, and older brother asked me, "What are you hoping in?"
当我在青少年的时候，是一个刚信主的小弟兄，那么有些弟兄们就问说，你到底盼望什么呢？
And I said, I'm hoping in Jesus coming back again.
我就说，我盼望主耶稣能够再来。
And he just laughed. He said, no, you're not.
那么老弟兄就笑了，哎呀，你不是盼望这个。
He said, you don't really know what you're hoping in.
因为你根本不晓得你所盼望的是什么。
And you won't know until those hopes are dashed first.
你不能够知道你所盼望的是什么，直到呢，你的盼望呢，先被破坏了。
And then when you're disappointed,
当你失望的时候,
then you'll say, why are you disappointed?
那你就问说，到底你失望什么呢？
And you say, well, because of this, because of that.
那你就跟他讲说，哦，因为你是因着这个失望，因着那个失望。
Well, that's what you were hoping in.
那时候你才知道到底你盼望什么。
Oh, I didn't realize that.
那我那时候根本没有想到这件事。
What are you looking forward to?
你到底想要什么?
You're standing upon whatever it is that you're looking forward to. That's what the verse says.
所以你是站在呢你想要得着的那个东西。
Your confidence, your security,
你的那个确据，你的安全
depends on what you are looking forward to.
在于你所要盼望的是什么。
And it goes on to stand on it, you've got to be convinced.
你如果要站在一个地方呢，你必须要心中呢有确信。
The conviction of things not seen.
所以前面讲的说是未见之事的确据。
I was a college student and I met some professors who were also Christians.
我在大学的时候遇到一些基督徒的教授们。
And I had written some things, some papers for their class that mentioned the Lord and they were curious.
所以我在这个大学写的这个论文里面呢，就讲到这个主耶稣，所以他们觉得很惊奇。
And they were very sort of puzzled.
他们就觉得有点困惑。
They said, how can you be so certain of all these things that you say?
他们就跟我说，你怎么对于你所写的事情这么有把握呢？
You say, well, this is the way it is.
因为我就说，这些就是事情的本相啊。
You say, God is like this. Jesus is like that.
你可以说这个神是就是这样，主耶稣就是那样。
And I could never bring myself to be that sure about anything.
但是那个时候呢，我对这件事情没有一件事情有把握的。
They say, well, it might be this, it might be that.
我就说可能是会这样，可能是会那样。
And you know, part of it was because I was very young and confident myself.
因为那个有其中有一个原因是因为我很年轻，我对自己也没有太多的信心。
But the bottom line is, what does God's word say about it?
真正重要的是到底神的话是怎么讲的。
What's your attitude toward what God said?
你对主所说的话抱什么样的态度呢？
Well, it might be.
可能会那样。
Or what God said, that's the way it is.
或者你说是主这样说了，事情就是这样。
You know, faith just says what God says, that's the way it is.
信心就是说神所说的什么，事情就是这样。
And despite what I think about it, despite how I feel about it.
不在乎你说你要想的是什么，或者你感觉的什么。
Because no one should trust how I feel about anything.
你没有一个人呢需要信靠我所感觉的。
If I tell you I feel good today, meet me next week and I'll be very different.
如果我说是我今天感觉非常好，但是下个礼拜你碰到我的时候，可能完全不一样。
But when God says something, that's the way it is.
但是主说什么的时候呢？那个事情就是这样的。
Because God cannot lie.
因为神不能说谎。
There's one thing God cannot do.
你知道有件事情神不能做吗？
Well, that's one thing the Scripture says very plainly that God cannot do.
因为这件事情是圣经里面告诉我们非常清楚的，是神不能做的。
God cannot be false to himself.
因为神不能够否定他自己。
But we think, well, God can do whatever he wants, right?
因为我们说是神是万能的，他能做任何事情啊。
He can say you follow me and believe in me and I'll give you all kinds of good things.
他能跟我们讲说是相信我，跟踪我，我把一切好处给你。
And then you get to the end and he'll say, well, I changed my mind.
但是到了最后呢，他说他对你说，哎呀，我改变我心意了。
No, you think, well, God is God; He can do whatever He wants, right?
因为你说是，哎呀，神是万能的，他可以做任何他愿意做的事。
No, He can't. God can't do that.
你知道神不能这样做。
God cannot lie. It is impossible for God to lie.
因为神不能说谎，这是不太可能 for 叫神来说谎。
So if God has spoken His word, He's bound Himself to that word.
因为神说了一件事情，他自己就被这件说的话困住了。
And dear brothers and sisters, this is really the foundation of faith.
这个就是我们信心的一个根基。
You know it says here that without faith, it's impossible to please God.
因为这边讲说是没有信心呢，没有一个人能够讨他的喜悦。
For whoever would come to God must believe that He is.
因为凡到他面前的人呢，必须相信有神。
Now, you used to read the translation, I know it's not that way in the Chinese translation, but English translations are so confusing.
我知道说我读过几本翻译的圣经啊，我也知道说中文的圣经的翻译也不是这样说的。
The only book I can think of, if people don't like what it says, they just change it.
我知道这个有些人呢不太喜欢这个翻译啊，他们就改变这个翻译的意思。
But someone said, well, if you come to God, you have to believe that God exists.
有些版本说呢，你凡到神面前的人必须信有神。
But literally, actually, in Greek, it is who must believe that God is.
但是真正在希腊文呢，说到是说，凡到神面前的人呢，必须信神是。
That's his name, I am.
因为神是啊，就是神自己的名字，我是。
He is.
就是他是。
Today, the way he was yesterday.
他今天是他昨天所是的。
And he will be tomorrow the way he is today.
明天呢他也是像今天所是的一样。
Because God is eternal. There's no yesterday and today and tomorrow. That's just a mind that's bound by the passing time.
因为神是永恒的，他在他眼前呢没有昨天今天将来，这些都是时间里面的事。
God is, He is eternal, He is not changing.
神是永远，所以在他那边没有改变的事情。
And the rest of that verse is that He rewards those who diligently seek Him.
并且呢，他 七节经节告诉我们说, 他赏赐那寻求他的人。
Now, that word reward in the original language is very unusual.
这个赏赐这个字呢, 在原文里面是非常,
I think I know what reward means. If you lose your puppy and I find it, you give me a reward.
如果我丢了一个小狗啊, 你帮我找到了, 我就给你, 一些奖赏。
I pass on some information that's valuable to you, and you give me some money.
我告诉你一些很 很好的一个些资讯啊, 你就给我一些钱当作报赏。
I think of reward as you give me good things.
我们想到赏赐就是你给我一些好东西, 好处。
I must believe that God is and that God will give good things.
如果我相信神是, 那么神就把好处给我。
If I really diligently seek after him.
如果我非常那个专心地寻求他的话。
That's true, but that's not the whole story.
有一点呢, 这是对的, 但是呢, 这不是全部的意思。
Now literally this word translated reward, it means pay what you owe.
这个赏赐原文的意思是说, 把你所欠的还给你。
God is someone who pays what he owes.
神呢, 把他所欠我们的, 还给我们。
Now I think, well, wait a minute, I don't usually think of God like that. God doesn't owe me anything.
你说是, 等一下, 等一下, 神没有欠我任何事情啊。
God pays his debts. God pays his bills. That doesn't make any sense.
神呢，把他所欠的还给我们，这是根本不通的。
The point is that you have an IOU from God. It's the same thing as cash.
这重点就是说，你在神面前呢有一个账。 神呢，就是欠你这个。
It's not. Well, let's wait and see if this thing pans out.
不是说。 这个你要等的，要看是这个事情到底怎么发展。
If God has promised something, it's already done.
如果神应许什么的话, 在神眼前已经做成了。
Because God is I am.
因为神是我是。
He says it and he has it. He doesn't have to wait for it.
因为他说了，他就做成了，他不需要等什么。
Now we have to wait.
但是我们需要等。
But God doesn't have to wait.
因为神呢不需要等。
So God's IOU is the same thing as cash in your hand.
所以你在神面前，神如果欠你什么，给你一些这个 IOU的话，那个呢，就像那个现金一样的值钱。
Do you dare to believe that?
你真正敢相信这样的话吗？
Well, if you do, then God is pleased with you.
如果你这样敢相信的话，神呢，心中就欢喜。
You see, faith is all about respecting God.
你知道信心是尊重神啊。
There is no higher way that you can show respect to God than to believe him.
没有比相信他更能够尊重他的方法。
It's to say that if I have God's word, then I have God.
或者是另外一句话说, 如果我有神的话, 我就有神。
And regardless of what things appear to be, what God has said, that's the way, not the way it will be, that's the way it is.
不管外面的环境怎么样, 或者是看来是什么事情, 你有神的话, 那就是这个事情就是这样子。
Faith is the taking the position deliberately that if you have God's word on something,
信心就是说, 你站在一个地位上, 就是你如果有神的话,
that thing is done. It's as good as done.
那些事情呢, 在你眼前呢, 就已经做成了。
And it's not the believer that makes it happen.
不是信的人能够使他成就。
You know, sometimes you'll hear some preachers preach about faith.
有些时候你想听到一些那个传道人呢在传讲这个信心。
And they'll speak about faith as a way to get God to do things.
他们讲到信心好像是要叫神呐做些事情。
Now, if you stand up and you have faith and you declare this about God, well, then God has to do it.
如果你站起来, 你跟神说, 这样, 那么神就必须要这样子做。
They say, if you find a verse that says, God will prosper you, I will prosper you, you say, God, you will prosper me.
你如果在圣经里面找到说, 神要使你这个, 这个发财, 那么你就跟神说, 神啊, 你叫我发财。
And usually those people are very rich, and so they look around and say, well, God has prospered me.
那有些这个有钱的人就说, 你看, 圣经里面讲说是神要这个使我们这个凡事亨通, 是你看, 我现在这么有钱。
But the message is very wrong to focus upon the person who has faith.
这种信息呢, 是错的, 因为他把重点放在有信心的人身上。
It's the eternal God who is.
因为信心呢, 应该是在这个永远的神的上面,
if you have his word,
我是的神上面。
If you have His Word, you have the reality in your hand.
如果你有他的话，你就有这个真实在你手中。
Because God cannot lie.
因为神不能说谎。
And He has bound Himself to His Word.
因为神呢，就被他自己的话约束了。
Now, dear brothers and sisters, these are all essential, fundamental things.
弟兄姊妹们，这都是一个最根本的一些知识。
But it's all through the Bible.
都是从圣经来的。
Paul said, "We walk not by sight, but we walk by faith."
保罗说是我们行事啊，不是凭眼见，而是凭信心。
While we look not to the things which are seen,
我们所盼望的不是所见的事。
We look at the things which are not seen.
我们所盼望的乃是没有见到的事情。
Because the things that are seen are temporary.
因为所见的事呢，就是暂时的。
That means from God's standpoint, they're already gone.
在神的眼光中呢，他们已经过去了。
But the things that are unseen are eternal.
那个未见的事呢是永远的。
You know, brother mentioned that sometime at a funeral we sing this song.
有时候在这个葬礼的时候，我们唱这个歌。
You know, our loved ones have passed away.
我们这个亲爱的人呢过去了。
And it's funny how that's the way we speak of someone who dies.
我们觉得这个我们常常说到那些死去的人家人。
They pass away.
他们离世了。
And well, they went away to the Lord.
他们到主那里去了。
But we remain.
但是我们呢，我们存在这里，存留在这里。
And so we see the big difference between the one who passed away and the one who remained.
我们看到说是那位过世的人和我们这个存留的人，这个中间是何等大的不同。
But the thinking is all wrong.
但我们这种想法是不对的。
If you think that the loved ones they pass away and we're the ones who remain, well, you're all wrong.
你觉得你的亲人死掉，他们是过世了，那么你们我们就活着留在这里，那你就想法是想错了。
That's the burden of the letter to the Hebrews.
这就是为什么希伯来的作者呢有这样大的负担要写这本书。
All things have passed away.
因为所有的事情呢都过去了。
Only the eternal God remains.
只有永远的神呢他存留。
That's what Peter said.
这就是彼得所说的。
He said, "Everything your eyes see, the earth and all of the works that are done on it."
你所眼睛所看到的所有的一切世上的事。
What's going to happen?
将要什么事要发生在这些事情上呢
？It's all going to burn up.
因为这些所有的事情都要被毁去。
It's all passed away.
他们都要过去。
And so we wait for a new heaven and a new earth where righteousness dwells.
因为我们在等候这个新天新地，有神的义居住在其中。
That's another way of saying we're waiting for the city that has real foundations.
用另外一讲话说呢，就是我们在等候那么有根基的城。
That is eternal, the way its builder and maker is eternal.
因为那个城是永远的，因为经营建造的这一位呢是永远的神。
Now from our standpoint down here on the earth, we say, well, all things haven't been burned up yet.
我们在地上的现在这些人呢，我们说，哎呀，所有的事情还没有被焚烧啊。
But from God's standpoint in eternity, it's already burned up.
但是神在永远里面看的时候呢，这些所有的事情都已经被烧毁了。
It's already passed away.
所有的事情都已经过去了。
You already passed away.
你也是已经过去了。
I already passed away.
我也是已经过去了。
Now what is it that remains?
那么所存留的到底是什么呢
？What is of God remains?
因为只有神呢存留。
Do you have eternal life?
你有永远的生命吗
？Do you believe in the Lord Jesus? If you do, you have eternal life.
如果你相信主耶稣的话，你有永远的生命。
That means that when everything passes away, there's something of you that will remain.
这就是说，当所有事情都过去的时候呢，在你里面呢，有些事情要存留到永远。
And you'll remain because God remains.
你能够存留是因为神存留的原因。
Now, dear brothers and sisters, this may seem like a heavy word.
弟兄姊妹们，这个信息虽然感觉到非常沉重。
And I confess, I find it very difficult as a parent raising a young child.
我也承认说，做父母，我做父母啊，我觉得这个养育儿女是很困难的。
Someone who's just discovering life.
这边有一个小孩子，他当刚刚发现生命。
And I don't say, you know, all these things that you are so fond of and that you're so interested in, well, it's all going to be burned up.
我觉得我对这个小孩说，哎呀，你所喜欢的事情啊，你所爱的事情，都要就烧毁了。
Why should I go to school then?
那他就说，为什么我要去学校呢？
Wish somebody come and burn up my math book.
有人会来把我的数学本全部烧掉吗？
I'm ready for that kind of message.
所以我等候这样的信息。
You see, it's very, very difficult because we're living here on the earth.
因为我们住在这个地上，所以这些有些事情呢，对我们来讲是非常困难。
But we know that our hope is not here.
但是我们的盼望不在这里。
And we are told to use the things that are on the earth as things that are just passing away.
所以圣经里面告诉我们说，我们用这些世界上事物的时候呢，就要把它当作随时都要过去的事情。
You know, like paper plates and instead of expensive china.
就好像你用这个纸盘子，而不用这个很贵的这个瓷盘。
You know, the expensive china, we're afraid to eat off of it.
有时候这个瓷盘啊太贵重了，我们都不敢在那边吃东西。
Because it might get broken, it might get ruined.
因为我们可能把它弄坏了，或者弄脏了，或者打破了。
We only bring it out on a very, very special occasion.
所以那个很贵的那个瓷器呢，只有在非常特殊的环境里。
And we have to handle it very carefully.
并且呢，我们要非常小心的来用它们。
If we're moving from one place to another, we get very nervous.
如果我们把这个很贵的瓷盘从这边搬到另外一边的时候，我们都非常紧张。
Because these movers, they just come in your house, they start throwing things around.
因为这些搬家公司啊，把所有东西啊都这样子随便摆。
Even you write fragile on the box, it's still bouncing around.
虽然你在这个包装上写的时候，请小心，这易碎品，但他们
都不管。You see, I have to hold it so carefully, my heart is not free.
我需要非常小心的来那个用它们，所以我的心呢根本没有自由。
But I never was scolded by my wife for messing up a paper plate.
但是呢，如果我用纸盘子啊，我从来没有，我太太从来没有骂过我。
Now think about it. You use it. It serves the purpose. You throw it away.
你用它，然后呢，它达到它的目的了，你把它扔掉。
And nobody's worried about anything.
没有人呢关心这个纸盘子。
The food tastes the same.
这个。食物呢一样的好吃。
You know, that's part of the sense of what it means to live in a tent. Why point out that Abraham lived in tents? Well, didn't everybody live in tents back then?
为什么圣经里面就是好像是告诉我们说这个在帐幕里面生活的这意思？为什么圣经里面告诉我们说亚伯拉罕住在帐幕里面？不是那个时候不是所有的人都住在帐幕里面吗？
The point is that his ties with the earth were very loose.
这是告诉我们说亚伯拉罕和地上的关系是非常松的。
You know, you pitch the tent, you put the stake down in the ground.
你打帐幕的时候，你把这个帐幕呢，那个钉在这个地上。
And you live there as long as you care to stay.
你住在那里呢，就是住到一段时间。
But when it's time to go, it's real easy to pull up and go.
当你要离开的时候，就非常容易把它这个帐幕啊就收起来。
Now I used to go camping with my family when I was young.
我小的时候跟我的父母亲呢去这个露营。
We didn't stay in a hotel, we always stayed in the tent.
我们没有住在旅馆里面，我们一直住在这个帐篷里。
And for me, there was no easier thing than setting up the tent.
对我来说呢，这个和这个打帐幕呢没有不同。
Because my father set up the tent.
因为这个我爸爸呢就是把这个帐篷啊都搭起
来。I didn't know how to do it, so my father had to do all the work.
我不晓得怎么做，所以我爸爸把所有帐篷啊都打起来。
It was very difficult for him, it's very easy for me.
对他来讲很困难，但对我来讲非常容易。
But the point is, it's very expensive and it's very easy to come to enjoy for a while and then we go.
这个重点就是说，这个就很容易就收起来，我们在那边就是去玩乐，然后呢就把它收起来就走了。
The ties to the earth are very loose.
所以跟地的关系呢，非常淡薄，非常松。
There's an elder brother and sister in our fellowship who recently moved into the retirement community.
在我们中间呢，有这个年长的弟兄姊妹呢，就搬到这个退休的公寓里去。
Now they lived in their home for over 40 years.
他们在他们的家呢住了40多年。
And they were able to move into this retirement community when the apartment became available.
他们呢，能够搬到这个退休公寓，主要是因为呢，退休公寓呢有空位了。
So they couldn't say, well, we're not ready yet. When we get ready, we'll move in then.
那他们不能说是啊，我们现在还没有预备好，所以等我们预备好的时候，我们再搬进去。
And they said, well, no, if you don't move in, then someone else will move in.
他们说，你现在不搬进来的呢，别人就会占住这个地方了。
So ready or not, if you want to move in, you've got to do it now.
不管你自己预备好了没有，你现在就要搬进去。
So they moved in the new place.
所以他们就搬到这个新的地方。
And they still had the old place.
那他们还是有那个旧的家。
And they said, you know, before this place was home sweet home.
以前呢，这个旧的家是一个非常甜美的家。
Now it's just a big headache.
现在呢，变成一个很大的头痛的地方。
It's just a burden. What are we going to do with this place?
我对这个旧的家到底要怎么办呢？是我们非常头痛。
What are we going to do with all these things?
我这个家里面所有的东西到底怎么处理呢？
And the brother invited me over and he said, come over and look through my library.
这个弟兄就邀请我说你来看看我的这个图书馆图书这个书本。
And he said, whatever books you see that you like, you can have it, you take it away.
他说你看到说所有的书你喜欢的你可以拿去把它拿去。
Now I thought, this is wonderful, I have to go over.
所以我觉得哎呀这是很好的机会我就过去了。
And my wife knew this brother invited me over to his home.
我太太发现说这位弟兄请我去到他家去。
And she said, have a good time, but don't bring any books home.
那时候说你去那里呢可以享受你自己但是千万不能带书本来啊。
She said, you're going to go to the Lord and leave me with a pile of books.
因为呢有一天呢你到主那边去的时候你所有的书呢就留在地上给我。
And then what you hold on to so carefully, will be a big burden for me.
因为你很宝贵的书本呢、啊，当你离开世界上的时候，对我来讲是非常大的头痛的事。
You see, if heaven is your home, we're just passing through down here.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，如果天是我们的家，那么我们在地上只不过是客旅而已。
This is the life of Abraham.
因为这就是亚伯拉罕的一个生活。
And you say, well, that's Abraham. That's not me.
他说：“哎呀，我们可以说，哎，真的是亚伯拉罕呐、啊，那不是我呀。”
You know, Abraham is the father of all who believe.
你知道亚伯拉罕是信心之父吗
？Abraham the believer is the father of every believer in the living God.
亚伯拉罕呢被称为信心之父，因为他就是所有相信他的人的父亲。
Because God deals with you the same way as He dealt with Abraham.
因为神呢，今天呢，就是用他当初对待亚伯拉罕的同样的方式来对待我们。
And God seeks the same response from you and me as He received from Abraham.
And 神呢，也是寻求呢，像在亚伯拉罕里面的这个回应一样，他也要在我们里面呢寻找这种回应。
And Abraham pleased God.
亚伯拉罕呢，讨神喜欢。
Abraham is my friend.
亚伯拉罕是神的朋友。
Now why? I mean, this is the story in a nutshell.
这就是这个整个故事的一个总纲。
Now I'm going to go over in detail. I would encourage you to study the word.
我不会太详细的讲这些事情，但是我鼓励你们自己去读。
But you see, faith is not something technical at all.
所以我们知道信心一点都不很字句的。
It's not something that's just doctrinal. You say and say, well, I believe in this, I believe in that, I believe that Jesus is the Son of God, I believe that He rose from the dead, and all those things are true.
你知道这个信心呢，不是说光是这个教义上的啊。你说我相信主耶稣基督，我相信他复活等等。
Faith is always very, very practical.
信心呢，一直是非常实在的。
By faith, Abraham, when he was called by God, he went out.
因着信呢，亚伯拉罕蒙召的时候就遵命出去。
You know, God said, leave everything that's familiar and comfortable to you. Leave all of your loved ones and your family members.
因为神说着你要离开你所熟悉的这些环境，你所这个亲爱的这些亲友。
And you go out into this land that I'm not going to tell you about yet, but I'm going to give it to you as an inheritance, not now, but someday.
你要到我这个要指示你的地方去，你还不晓得的地方那个地方，但是有一天呢，在天上你要得走这个地方。
And he says that he went out.
那圣经里面告诉我们，他就遵命出去了。
And he didn't have any idea where he was going.
而且他要往哪里去呢？他根本不晓得他要往哪里去。
Now that's a picture of faith.
这个是就是那个信心的一个图画。
How difficult must that have been?
对亚伯拉罕讲说这件事情是有多困难呢？
It didn't sound like it was that difficult to read about it.
我们读的时候不觉得亚伯拉罕有什么困难。
But you read the scriptures carefully and you'll see that it was quite difficult for Abraham actually.
但是你如果读圣经仔细的读的话，你发现说这件事情对亚伯拉罕来讲是也是一样非常困难的。
In fact, he didn't leave all of his family members. He took some of them with him.
他其实没有离开他所有的亲友，他带了几位亲友跟他一起出去。
And we find that God didn't call him just one time. God had called him more than one time.
并且我们发现说神呢并没有就是呼召他一次，而是神呢呼召他好几次。
Now, if you read Genesis chapter 12, you'll see one story. But if you read Acts chapter 7, you'll see another story.
你读那个创世纪十二章的时候，你读到一段故事；你读那个使徒行传第七章的时候，你读到另外一面的故事。
Genesis chapter 12 verse 1 says, "Now God had spoken to Abraham."
在那个创世纪十二章是说，神呢向亚伯拉罕说了话。
In other words, he spoke to him before, and now he's speaking to him again.
所以这些告诉我们说，神呢已经跟他说过话，那现在再跟他讲一次。
But in the book of Acts, Stephen says, way back in Mesopotamia, back in Abraham's hometown, the God of glory appeared to him.
但是在使徒行传第七章告诉我们说，在这个以前呢，远在这个亚伯拉罕在他的这个家乡的时候呢，荣耀的神向他显现。
That's why it seemed easy for him to obey, because he saw the God of glory.
所以呢，我们知道说为什么在亚伯拉罕来讲呢，他是比较容易的遵命出去的，因为他实在是看到了神的荣耀。
Did he know him very well? No, not at all.
他很认识神吗？不，他并不认识神。
Was he attracted? Yes.
但是他被这个主吸引了吗？是的，他被主的荣耀吸引了。
Was he just obeying the commandment because he was afraid of God?
他遵命出去，是因为他害怕神吗？
Well, if you read Genesis chapter 12, it says, get out of this country to the place I'll show you.
你在创世纪你读到说，主说你离开你的本家，你的亲族。
But in Acts, the way Stephen said, a little bit different. He says, you go out of your parents' house and you come to a land that I will show you.
在那个使徒行传的时候呢，斯蒂凡呢告诉我们是一点稍微不同，他说是你要出来要到一个地方去。
In other words, it's not just God sending him out to some strange place, it's not his home.
换句话说呢，那里告诉我们说不是说神就把他这个带出来，然后不晓得他要往哪里去。
God was calling him to come to me.
在那个使徒行传告诉我们说，神教他呼召他出来了，那是来到一个地方。
And as you become acquainted with this new land, you'll also become acquainted with me.
在那里告诉亚伯兰说，你来到这个新的地方呢，你熟悉了以后呢，你就对我也慢慢就会熟悉了。
And so why did Abraham and Sarah, why did they move all around this land?
为什么亚伯拉罕他跟撒拉呢，从这个在这个地方呢，一直在搬来搬去呢？
Because it was a vast land.
因为那个地方是很大。
And God said, every place where your foot treads, I've given it to you.
因为神就跟他讲说，你脚掌所踏的地啊，我都要赐给你。
So they were in a strange place, but they were getting to know their inheritance.
他们虽然在这个新的地方，但是他们要知道，要了解他们这个新的这个产业。
Every new place they went was also the realization, well, hey, God gave this to me.
他到了一个新的地方，他心中就讲到说，哎呀，这个地方也是神所给我的。
But in the process, they were meeting and getting to know their God a little bit more in every new place.
所以他到这些新的地方的时候呢，他们就对神呢也就多一些了解。
So this is what kept them moving from place to place.
这就是为什么他们在不同地方搬动的缘故。
If you settle down in one place, you might love that place.
你如果在一个地方居住的话，你可能喜欢那个地方。
But there's so much of your inheritance that you won't appreciate.
但是你的基业里面呢，很多其他的地方呢，你就不会说很能够认识。
And if you know me the way you know me in this place,
你如果认识我是在这个地方认识我的话
That may be very good, but you won't get to know me the way you'll get to know me in that other place.
虽然这个很好但是呢你不晓得我在另外一个地方你所要认识的。
So, dear brothers and sisters, this is our life down here.
这样的弟兄姊妹就是我们在地上的一个生活。
This is something I feel like I'm just beginning to learn.
我感觉到我是刚刚才认识到这一点。
If we don't see this, we'll be very disappointed in Christian life.
如果我们不看到这一点的话，对基督徒生活来讲，我们是非常会失望的。
We'll think that, well, what do I really have after all these years?
到底我这些年来，到底我拥有什么呢？
Well, you have a God who knows you and who loves you.
你知道你所拥有的是这位神呢，他认识你，并且他爱你。
And there's more and more discoveries of Him.That he intends for you and me to make.
并且呢，他要我们发现神他自己，来认识他自己，比现在所认识的更多。
I read a book by one of the brethren writers.
我有一次读到一本呢，是弟兄会的一位弟兄写的。
And it was called Acquaintance with Christ.
他那边写书名是认识基督。
And that really caught my attention.
我就觉得是哎，这本书很好。
Now this is an old brother in the Lord.
因为这是一位这个在基督里面是一个老弟兄。
And he was telling me about getting acquainted with Christ.
他在告诉我说怎样来认识基督。
He said you serve the Lord.
他说你在服侍主啊。
Your whole lifetime.
你用一生的时间来服侍主。
And you're just beginning to get acquainted with him.
你是才刚刚才认识他而已。
Now I speak so familiar of the Lord, like I already know Him pretty well already.
我来这个传信息的时候，感觉上呢，好像是我认识神很多一样子。
But I meet these older brothers and sisters, the Lord, and they say, you know, I've followed the Lord since I was a child, but I just feel like I'm just getting to know Him.
但是我在这个遇到这些老弟兄、老姊妹的时候，他们说我们从小的时候就开始服侍主。到现在呢，我们才知道说，我们才刚刚认识一点而已。
That's what this life is for.
所以这个就是我们这个生命的这个情形。
Get acquainted with your God.
来认识你的神。
Get acquainted with your inheritance.
来认识你从神那边要得的基业。
Don't settle down here.
不要这个存留在这个定居在地上。
You don't settle down until after the marriage.
也不要说是等你结婚以后呢，你才这个心中才会定下来。
Dear brothers and sisters, the Lord wants us to walk very lightly on this earth.
神要我们呢，像客旅一样，不要太被霸占在这地上。
There's so much more of Him to know.
我们需要认识更多的主。
God shared with Abraham the outlines of a beautiful heavenly city as they fellowshiped together.
当神和这个亚伯拉罕交通的时候呢，他就把这个天上那个美丽的城的轮廓显示给亚伯拉罕。
And Abraham's heart was set on finding that city.
亚伯拉罕的心呢就摆在这个要寻求这个天上的家乡。
And God, who cannot lie, had prepared it just for him to find.
神呢不说谎的神呢，就已经为他预备好这个有根基的城。
The Lord help us.
愿主来帮助我们。
Lord, we thank you for your mercies to us.
主啊，我们为着你的怜悯，我们感谢你。
And we do pray in very personal ways that you would set our heart on seeking you.
愿你在我们里面吸引我们的心来寻求你。
Teach us the things that are truly valuable.
教导我们什么是最重要的。
Enable us, Lord, to let go of the lesser things.
让我们能够放弃那些不重要的事。
And to see the supreme value of knowing you and fellowship with you.
让我们以认识你与你交通为至宝。
Lord, now we just see a little bit, but soon we will see thee face to face.
现在我们只能看到一点，但是有一天呢，我们要面对面遇见你。
Lord, prepare us that this meeting would be a joyful one and not one that is full of regrets.
但愿与我们与你面对面的时候，那个聚会是一个喜乐的场合，而不是一个使我们后悔的场合。
You are faithful to your word.
你对你的话是忠实的。
And Lord, you are the one who is able to set us before your presence without blemish.
你能够使我们能够在你的面前没有一点瑕疵。
That we may rejoice together. We give you thanks and praise in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.